Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Now, there was an appeal yesterday for information about a caravan which was stolen in a Feathert. And Mandy is the owner of that caravan and she joins me now. Mandy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stan. How are you?
I'm very well indeed and good to talk to you today. Will you tell me what happened with your caravan, Mandy, in as much as you know?
Okay, well, basically, we're at home and we would have been, I suppose, I was awake anyway and my daughter and we didn't hear a thing. And our caravan was just taken from our yard. They took down, like they went through some hassle even to get it out. They went, took down two lots of gates, locks, everything to get it out. And they marked all the wall and the whole lot. So I'd say like they kind of broke it up going out as well, I'd say, going on the road. And that was basically it. And like for what we know now, they went down to Rose Green onto the New Inn Road and they were driving very erratically as well.
And it appears, Mandy, that, I mean, they were prepared in how they did this. So they must have been stalking the place for some time, weren't they?
That's the frightening thing, Fran. Like, my kids haven't even gone to school today. They're up all night, you know. Freaked out. I'm up all night praying that they don't come back. You know, it's just heartbreaking to think that these people, they've no heart whatsoever. They can go into people's places and take what they want. You know, it's just unbelievable to think it's invading everything. And to think they might have been looking in the window to see what we were doing and down in the yard. They had to have known. They have to be from the local area. Had to be stalking it because you cannot see it from the road. You can't see it from the road. So it had to be somebody or people coming in around people's places looking to see what's in there and looking to see what they'll take.
It sounds from what you're saying to me, Mandy, that, okay, you've lost your caravan, but also you're going to be a bit fearful from now on, are you, in your own home?
It's horrendous because, well, it is, Frank. We're doing a bit of renovating in the house and we decided, my husband's brother died tragically there 2 years ago. And he was only 37 when he died, Lord Marston. And what we done, we took all his stuff out because we didn't want his stuff getting destroyed because we treasured it. And we put all his belongings into the caravan because we said it'd be secure there and dry and the whole lot, like. And to think that somebody can come in and take, like, they come in and rob things on people, not only robbing them, but to not knowing, like, the history of, like, things that could be belonging to the person that, you know, that's all his belongings. All that we have belong to him. And for someone to come in and take nothing of it and take them, and they probably don't even care about it, or, you know, and it means a lot to my kids. Like, he was the horseman and big into, he was well known in the horse world as well. And you know, to think that even it's invading, it's heartbreaking for me to think of him, that someone would take his things as well, you know. And like, there are things for his family and, you know, a little keepsake belonged to him. We hadn't even, like, it's 2 years ago, but we haven't brought ourselves even to have the heart even to go through his stuff to give out things yet. But that is the plan, you know.
And now the thought of these people rooting through all of his possessions, you know,
my God,
with a view to just finding valuables, but without realizing the importance, and the emotional value of this.
Horrendous. Do you know, and like, we're not the only ones. This has happened every day of the week, everywhere. And people are getting away with it. Like, is it the system or what's going on that people are able to come into places and get away with it? Like, are they not getting enough time in jail?
And you're in the Tullamaine area. That's
in the Tullamaine area.
That's outside of Feathert, isn't it?
Yeah, and our neighbours have been absolutely fantastic, only for them. Do you know, doing phone calls. I've had phone calls from Galway, everywhere around the whole country, people watching out and trying to help. Because most of the people I spoke to have got things robbed from them too. Like, these people that are doing it, they just don't care. They feel they have the right to go into people and take what they want from them.
And,
like, has to
and are you saying in your area there, which is a lovely area outside of Feathert, but you're saying that this is a common enough occurrence?
Well, not like, I know, like, around here, but I know, like, every day of the week, fewer people in Tipperary, around the whole country, places getting robbed on them. Do you know what I mean, Fran?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I suppose throughout the years, people have been around here taking things and probably in feathers, cashel everywhere. Do you know? There's not a town or village that hasn't got things robbed on them. And people are getting away with it.
You'd wonder how they got away with this, because, I mean, you know,
they went through some hassle. And our poor dogs, they doped or done something to our two dogs as well.
How do you know that?
Oh, we know that because we had a lad here yesterday morning, and that, and my husband has spoken to a vet as well, like, and they've seen them, and they knew the dogs were after being given something to.
Right, because the dogs would react to strangers, yeah, obviously, Mandy.
Exactly. Yeah. The dogs were dazed out of it yesterday. They're fine now, thank God. But, you know, like, they haven't even got a heart even for a dog. Something that has a heartbeat in it. Do you know what I mean, Fran?
So these are rootless people.
Well, no, they are. 100% they had to be rootless to come in. How dare they come in? My poor children haven't even gone to school today. All over the heartache and the fear of people coming in around and thinking that... Like, I'm so angry and upset. And I'm thinking of all the older people in their houses around Tipperary, everywhere around the whole country.
I know.
That are living in fear, that are living on their own. And I'm thinking, because last night I didn't sleep, my husband didn't sleep. And I'm thinking, imagine living on your own and in fear of thinking that somebody's going to come in and rob you. Do you know, like, there has to be longer jail sentences for people like that. These people don't care about who you are, what you are. They feel they have the need, they have the power, and they can do whatever they want. They're not afraid of the guards. They're not afraid of nobody.
The caravan in question, it was a limited edition caravan. I mean, it would be easy to spot, I guess, would it?
Very easy. And, like, it was a sterling Elise 90, right? But it was the limited edition. Mm. They brought out one for the 90th anniversary. So it was that, and it was a 2010. But on the right window of that is broken, because we had ordered a new window. The lock was broken on the door, and we'd ordered a new lock.
Yes.
So, like, it'd be very visible for anyone that would have seen it on the road, 100%.
Right. And they damaged it. Getting it out, is that right?
Oh, yes. I'd say now the side of it's probably marked as well. Like, they got out a narrow gap, you know, and like I said, they took down two gates and locks, everything they took down.
How do you know they were heading in the direction of Cashel?
Oh, with the marks of the car they were driving, you could tell when they turned left, when they went out our gate, drove up along that road, and they headed for New Inn.
And did they hit another car? Is that what you said to me?
No, they didn't hit another car, no.
All right.
But they were heading, it was a car they were driving.
Oh, I beg your pardon, yes, okay. Yeah. So you know they were heading in that direction?
No, they were heading in that direction,
and
yeah.
Since that, have you had any sighting of this, or have...
Well, people have rang up and all that. Like, the guards now would be, like, updated probably with that now, like, you know, so, like, yeah, I'd want them to be... You know, like, I'd want to say too much either, friend. Like,
of course,
you know, but
yes,
look, hopefully,
course.
Please God, I'd be very confident with the help of God. I have great faith myself, and I'm just praying all day. And I know, look, I'm actually leaving in God's hands now, and the public, our neighbours have been fantastic around Rhodes Green, here in Tullamaine, everywhere. People are just fantastic around the whole country. They've been brilliant. And I'm only hoping, if people visualise this and they see it, and they watch out, I please and I ask you to watch out for it. And I know that there's other people have things robbed, and I hope their things be found as well. It's just, we don't care about the caravan at this stage. We just want the belongings back, belong to Keith. Do you know, for his poor mother is probably listening to this as well. My heart breaks for her even just thinking about this now. It's just so upsetting, Frank, to be quite honest with you.
And Mandy, all of his stuff is gone.
Yeah. All of your stuff is gone, yeah. Horse riding boots, you know, things like that God. He would wear. And I was in the caravan the other day, and I opened the windows and I seen a pair of brown shoes that he was wearing. And he was only a size 8. And I seen him on them the week before he died. And I said, my God, Keith, they're a lovely shoe. Like, do you know the way he is?
Yeah.
They were really smart looking, like. And but I think, yeah, all them things are gone. It's just, it's horrendous.
Just in case there's people listening to us that know what the story is with this, Mandy,
yeah.
I'm choosing my words carefully here.
Yeah, I know,
but,
yeah.
But if you got back the possessions, at least...
Oh, we'd be so happy. We'd be so grateful, you know, just to get back. Please, I asked them if they have any heart or anything, because you know what? They won't have an hour's look. You'll never have an hour's look for anything that you take belong to someone who has who is deceased. You won't have an hour's look of it. you know, you just won't. I believe in karma, and what goes around comes around.
And particularly in the situation of what happened to your brother, it was so tragic.
Especially in the,
awful,
the situation and the whole lot.
Yeah.
I just ask and I please show them. And look, they probably are listening. I don't know whether they are or not. Probably don't care either. But I'm just asking them, from one human being to another human being, they'll have to stand before God sometimes in their life. And believe me, Ten Commandments, I shall not steal. And believe me, you'll have to answer to God. You'll have to answer to Keith, the person that you stole off. And I'm asking you to please just return his things. That's right. All we want. Do you know, the caravan wasn't even insured. You can't even get things insured because the insurance companies know these things are getting wrong, so they won't even insure them, do you know?
So you've no comeback on this whatsoever,
no,
basically.
No, whatsoever. And we bought for the kids last year to go on holidays in lockdown, which we never got to use.
I know.
But my kids are heartbroken. Their uncle was so good to them. Like, you know, he was just the best. Like, he was unreal. They were like his own kids. He had no kids himself. And their hearts are broken, poor little angels, do you know?
God Almighty, it's just. I mean, it was bad enough to hear about your caravan being stolen, but this whole other dynamic to it now makes it a real tragedy.
It is.
Can we put it to people out there? If you know something about this, just talk to Doc. We're not going to, you know.
No, if they can drop them off somewhere, look, just say, look, I don't care.
All right.
Just ring me, and even whatever they see on Facebook, it's on all social media.
Right.
Just say, look, I know where the stuff are, and please, look, I won't get the guards involved. Anything, just drop them off, you.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
And again, if they want to talk to
human decency,
if they want to talk to us here, Mandy, we can deal with that as well. 1800 938 007. If anybody knows anything about this, and if you can help us out, taking into account the new information that Mandy has given us there, I mean, it's the human thing to do. It's the right thing.
Of course it is. You know, we're all human. No, none of us are perfect either. Yeah. But at the end of the day, if they have any little heart inside them, they all probably lost people belong to them. Would they like if somebody took something belong to their family member who had died? No, they wouldn't like it, you know. So,
all right, Mandy. Well, if it's okay with you, we'll check in with you soon again.
And
we'll see what the story is on that. But in the meantime, my best to you and your family, Mandy. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you. Good morning
to you. That's Mandy there with her story. What do you think about that? 1800 938 007. You can text or WhatsApp 083 311 3311. Joe was onto us by text saying there's a much bigger market for caravans in England than in Ireland. Stolen caravans are more likely to be put in a shipping container for transportation, so it can't be spotted. Good God. We'll take a break, back in a moment.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.